Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we got another event coming up in just about a week or so. It is the North Dakota State University Oaks Irrigation Research Site, and they've got a field day coming up very soon. And to find out more about that, we're going to check in with the agronomist on site there. His name is Kelly Cooper. Kelly, how are you doing today?
Yeah, doing well, Eric. It's getting a little warm out there.
As it has day after day after day after day.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the big event coming up set for August 4th. I've got the list in front of me, but I guess I'll have you kind of give us a poke through of what folks are going to find. The tour is going to run from 9 to noon on that day. But, Kelly, just kind of give us the rundown what folks should expect that day.
Yeah, it's nice. We're going to be back to the in-person field day, and we will start out at about 8:30. Starian Bank, Oaks Bank here in town, is enough to sponsor some refreshments. That'll, again, start at 8:30. We'll have just some coffee and donuts, water, and that kind of good stuff before we jump on people movers at 9 a.m. And we've got several of the things going on that we'll highlight this year. And just kind of like you say, going down the list here, I'll give a little overview of the site. Myself and my boss, Blaine Schatz, who's the director of the Carrington Research Extension Center, of which we are a part of. They oversee the activities down here at Oaks. And then we'll get started if the day works out according to plan. We never know what the weather and all that's going to bring on, but if we can get the people movers going, we'll have Dr. Susie Thompson. We'll talk about some different potatoes that she is developing. She's been the potato breeder at NDSU for quite a few years now, and she's mostly got French fry potatoes, but also, the baking potatoes and a number of reds. And I think she's got some yellows down here this year. She's always, it's always fun to work with Susie because I used to work with potatoes. It was about 25 years. I was a potato consultant. So she secures some what we call our fun spuds. And they're anything from reds, yellow. Some of them are even mixed. We've got some purples out there that we just kind of grow for the fun of it. Always enjoy listening to what she has to talk about. And we're going to have Hans Kandel from NDSU. He's going to talk about the pros and cons of planting soybeans early. Now, Eric, you probably remember this spring, it was pretty goofy before it got so hot. Remember how it got so cold?
Yeah,
some of those early soybeans got nipped a little bit. And actually, some of them weren't quite so early because I think that last frost was, what was that? May 26th or 25th, something like that.
The research site itself, about 4.5 miles south of Oaks on Highway 1, driven by it many times. I got to come there during the day. Usually when I'm going by there, it's later in the night. So are folks asked to go there, or are they asked to go into town for the breakfast, or where should people park?
Yeah, everything is going to be at the site. And as you said, that's 4.5 miles south of Main Street on Oaks, or 2.5 miles south of the intersection of Highway 11 and Highway 1.
Okay.
And our, breakfast, dinner, the whole shoot match right out.
Again, that was Kelly Cooper, an agronomist at the Oaks Irrigation Research Site, giving us some details on this year's field day set for August 4th. This is Inside Agriculture.